It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Welcome to Money for Lunch. We are starting the week off with a bang, so to speak. My first guest today, John Bowen. John Bowen is co-founder of AESNation.com, a rapidly growing community of entrepreneurs dedicated to accelerating their success while making a difference in the world. 3 days a week, he hosts Accelerating Financial Success podcast, featuring revealing in-depth interviews with today's leading entrepreneurs. John Bowen, welcome to Money for Lunch. Did I lose John? Oh, you know what? Let's try that again, John, with the mic on. Sorry about that, John. Welcome to Money for Lunch.
Well, it's always a pleasure to join you, Bert, and really appreciate the opportunity to work with you and make a difference.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I want you to talk a little bit about your story, because you and I were talking before the show. You're obviously a lifelong entrepreneur, and you were telling me a little bit about what you're doing today. So give us a little Reader's Digest of John Bowen's career from where you were to where you are now.
Well, I've had the privilege of being I was raised in upstate New York with an entrepreneurial family. Unfortunately, they didn't make some smart decisions, and they had a cast iron business, 400 employees. I can still remember the call when my dad told me that not only were they losing the business, but also my parents were breaking up. And it was kind of at that moment, Bert, I decided that I was going to work with families, including ours, to be a financial advisor. So this has been my purpose in life, really my passion. And I've had the privilege of being in Silicon Valley, kind of right place, right time, building a very successful advisory firm, one of the first wealth management, managing a couple billion dollars of clients' money with high-tech executives with two partners. We went full cycle on that, sold it. I stayed with the acquiring firm, and we built up a company managing $25 billion, mostly with high-tech sports figures and entertainment figures that many of your listeners would know. And, you know, all throughout this whole career, I saw that so many people were being poorly served. It wasn't that the financial advisors they were working with didn't mean to do well, but just we use the term now, pretenders. They're well-intentioned, but they don't have the knowledge. And so I decided to start a coaching business, and we were talking before we I joined you on the show about it's a virtual business, global headquarters, my pool house, but we are in Silicon Valley. We're the largest coaching organization for top financial advisors in the world. And more recently, we really got teamed up with some of our fellow entrepreneurs. So you might know Dan Sullivan of Strategic Coach, Joe Polish of Genius Network, and said, let's do some studies on entrepreneurs because we're seeing them be poorly served, and they have so many opportunities to maximize their personal wealth. And that's really caused me to create the AES Nation. So that's a quick one, Bert, but, you know, long.
I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah, you know, you and I, like you said, we were talking before the show, and one of the things that we both agreed on, and I think most people agree on, is that there's never been a better time to be an entrepreneur. Here you are at your global pool house doing millions of dollars worth of business, and both you and I come from this traditional business building corporate background where you have, you know, a building, you stuff it full of employees, and you make millions of dollars in sales. And, you know, you fast forward to where you're at now, where we're using virtual employees and everything is run by technology. There's just not a better time to jump in and become an entrepreneur.
There really isn't. I mean, the technology, the innovation, the willingness of people, just the innovative networks that you can create have never been better. And we're seeing it in the results. I mean, we just did a study of there's 120 million households in the U.S., 7 million have over a million of financial assets, and you know, we really, that most people think of that as affluent. When we looked at it, Bert, what we saw that one-third of those people with a million or more had financial assets were business owners. And then we did a cut at 5 million or more, and it was 3 out of 4. And then at 25 million or more financial assets, it's 9 out of 10. So not only is it a great time to be an entrepreneur, but it's really one of the best wealth building strategies out there.
Absolutely. Well, when I think of the Forbes 400, these are the billionaires. And I bet you, except for the few who inherited their money, most, probably 98%, are all business owners. And not only are they business owners, but they're lifetime entrepreneurs, just like yourself.
Well, and one of I've had the chance to do a number of programs with Steve Forbes, and one of my partners, Russ Allen Prince, writes a blog for Forbes called Serious Money, and he's actually studied all that, and your numbers are right on. If we take it's about 90% are business owners. They made it through operating business, 10% through inherited wealth. So, you know, this is the surest road to having tremendous success. And what I always like, you know, we've done studies, Russ and I together on this, where what we're looking at is, you know, why are we accumulating this wealth, entrepreneurs? And it's not greed. What it is that we really want to take care of the people we love, the causes we care about, and a substantial number want to make a difference in the world.
Yes. Well, and you know what? And I can definitely attest to that, because you mentioned Steve Forbes. He's been on my show a couple of times. I've had Schwarzenegger who on the show. I've had Carlos Slim. Anyway, millionaires and billionaires from all walks of life. And I've gotten to know some of these guys very, very well. Schwarzenegger, I've gotten to know very well. And there's a point in your life when money isn't the thing anymore. It is about leaving a legacy. It's about serving others. I mean, you look at Schwarzenegger, a lot of people don't know this, but he's got a children's foundation that serves like 200,000 or 300,000 kids a year. He's also got another charity or nonprofit that works in the green environment. He has got a school there at in California. I forgot which one he's connected with. And so you get to the point where, look, you bought all the toys you're going to buy. You got all the jets, you got all the houses. Now the question is, how do I give back? What's the best way for me to contribute back and really feel fulfilled? And when you look at people that, I want to say, break this law, and these people that are just about greed and it's just about me, then you see people who break the law in pursuit of having more money. And these are like the example that comes to mind is the people surrounding Enron. And so mm-hmm. when you're just doing it for the money, that to me is a path of destructive type of behavior, because you're chasing the wrong thing. But real entrepreneurs, the Carlos Slims, the Steve Forbes, the Jeff Bezos, all these guys sooner or later start giving massive amount of money towards their charities, towards nonprofits, towards building up the community. Even a great example is Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. I mean, billions of dollars that they are funding literally tens of thousands of projects around the country.
Well, this isn't just, you know, these billionaires that you're talking about too. As you know, Bert, we did a study of Dan Sullivan, strategic coach I mentioned, Joe Polish of Genius Network.
Right.
We studied 3,500 business owners, and what we found were 68.2% wanted to really make a difference in supporting these worthy causes. And one of the things that we do, Russ and I and our team with business owners, we're kind of frustrated because we know the stories of what these super rich individuals of $500 million and above are doing on the charity side. And because of today's technology and innovation and networking, we can go ahead and take many of the strategies that they're using and now bring them to successful business owners so that you can not only build your personal wealth, you know, to take care of your family, your loved ones, community, but also these causes, because there are, you have to be interested in supporting causes, but boy, there's so many opportunities on charitable planning that you can really make a huge difference in not only lowering your taxes, but accumulating wealth at a very fast pace.
Let's talk about some of this stuff, because John, I know that there are, I believe, 4 or 5 financial concerns that business owners have regarding their personal wealth, and I want you to kind of touch bases on these.
Yeah, this is, you know, every survey that we do, and we've surveyed thousands and thousands of business owners, and number one, they want to make smart decisions about their money. That's 92.8%. Second, they want to mitigate their taxes. They're concerned. 94.3%, you know, would like to lower their taxes, are not too silent, you know, working partner that can take as much as half the money or more, depending on what state you're in and the level of income.
Right.
But what's interesting is only 23.6% actually have a working with professionals to lower taxes. Big missed opportunity. Taking care of our heirs. We all want to do this. 93.6% share that's important to them. 73% have an estate plan, which sounds really good, but we find that 65% are more than 5 years old. 70% have had a life-changing event since they put the plan, and oh yes, the whole tax system has changed. So, you know, make smart decisions, mitigate taxes, take care of the heirs, and then we want to protect our assets from being unjustly taken through litigation. You know, as business owners, we're targets. Also, divorce, and we find 78.9% are concerned with that, but only 15% have a plan. And then charity, I mentioned 68.2. And so we've got all these concerns. And one of the biggest challenges for business owners is we can now do much of what the super rich and the ultra affluent wealthy business owners are doing. But unfortunately, so few financial advisors actually know how to put this in place for us that we're just we're missing so much opportunity to build our personal wealth for our loved ones and the causes we care about.
Right. And I think that part of the challenge out there, and I want to get your opinion on this, is that, first of all, the word financial advisor is loosely used within the financial community, right? If you sell insurance, you could literally carry the financial advisor, title, and not know anything about real financial planning, not know anything about tax mitigation or estate planning or anything. And I think that if you yourself, the consumer, if you don't know any better, you could go to the wrong person and unfortunately not get the kind of service that you need.
Well, and there's 460,000 licensed financial advisors, but you don't even need to be licensed in certain instances to be a financial advisor. So there's hundreds of thousands. And, you know, what we want as business owners, we want to work with the right financial advisor, typically a wealth manager. You know, I'm going to call them the elite advisors. We've got to be careful of two other groups. You know, the pretenders, there's a lot of people that are great at marketing and they look the part and they're sincere. They actually do want to help you, but they don't know how to do it. And, you know, we talk about, you're mentioning private foundations. I mean, you know, 57.8% of the financial advisors we survey say, hey, I'm knowledgeable about this. But only 8% have ever done it for even a single client. And, you know, or one thing for business owners is setting up your own insurance company is a really attractive thing. Captive insurance, 51% know about it, but less than 2% have ever done it. And this is that group of pretenders. And then there's the worst part is the predators. These are the con artists. And they, you know, they're most business owners are pretty good at, you know, at once you've been experienced for a while that, you know, you don't, if it sounds too good to be true, you don't do it. But you just be amazed. Well, Bert, I know you won't be amazed, but they're the pretenders and the predators, unfortunately, make up the majority of the financial advisors out there, largely the pretenders.
Yes, and I like that. I like that. I like what you're saying there, the pretenders and the predators, because that's unfortunately that's what that's what's going on out there. You know what? I remember years ago talking to a financial advisor, quote, financial advisor, and he's got all these great strategies. And I said, how many of these are you doing for yourself? And he said to me, none at the moment, because I can't afford any of them. Needless to say, I stopped the interview, and you know, and but he was being honest, and you know what, I applaud him for that, and I thanked him for his honesty. But I didn't want to do business with somebody who just simply was going to use me as a guinea pig. But there are so many people, like you said, who aren't doing it, don't know how to do it, have never done it, have only, you know, and are only done it in a classroom setting. And then you have the guys who are the predators who will sell you anything that remotely sounds good, because the standard is the suitability standard that isn't really suitable for most people.
Then there's the outright fraud too. So I mean, you know, this is where, you know, it's so important. One of the things that we encourage everyone to do is, you know, if you're going to build, you know, think of building a business. We have none of us. Even in today's virtual world, I've got about 50 independent contractors working with me. You know, I've had businesses with hundreds, 400 employees. You know, you need people to build this, and you need a great team. Well, many of us are so busy working so hard in our business, you know, doing it, that we never get to our personal wealth, and we've got to pay ourselves first. Is kind of number one, but we also need a great team helping us, that, you know, this financial advisor who ideally is a wealth manager leading it, but, you know, we need to have the estate planning attorney, tax attorney, you know, they're usually the same ones. We want to have the insurance specialist. We need to have, you know, really the accountant who is being proactive. And
yes,
this is where the power of getting a second opinion is so valuable, so that we can make sure we're not making costly mistakes.
Yes, no, and it's amazing. And, you know, one of the things I'm taking away from our conversation so far, John, is the fact that all the stuff is available, but such a small percentage of people either know about it or are actually doing it. This idea of having a captive, creating your own insurance agent, not insurance agency, but insurance policy, is kind of a neat idea, and it sounds like it would give you some significant tax savings. Am I right?
Well, yeah. What it is think of if you have an ongoing business, and
right,
we have to have insurance. There's certain risks that we have to insure, and one of the most frustrating things, if we have a business, we're paying all this insurance, and you know, we're never having claims because we're managing it really well. That's not a very effective, all the profits going to the insurance company. And then there's other risks that we assume because the premiums just don't make sense. Well, what if we created an insurance company that we own and we pay the premiums? So we have to have an actuarial study where we identify all the risks we want to insure, and then we can insure it, and the premiums are going so that we're self-insuring. Now, there's always a risk of catastrophe, and much like an insurance company, we can go ahead and take that whatever excess risk we don't want to hold, buy a policy for that. But that allows a premium payment. I don't want to go too complex. There's two types of them. But assuming it's not over a couple $1 million of premium, you can deduct the premium, and then the only thing taxable at the insurance company is the earnings on the investment. And boy, what an ability to accumulate wealth.
I love it. I love it. And you know, it's so funny too, because like you were saying before, these are strategies that the rich and super rich have used to leverage their wealth, leverage their you know, their tax savings, leverage their money, and now it's available to just about anybody. And let me ask you this: if somebody wants to take advantage of this or want to find out more, where do they go? Do they go to aesnation.com?
Yes, I'd encourage them to go to aesnation.com. They can download a copy of the study It's a book that Dan Sullivan and Joe Polish and I wrote called The State of the Entrepreneur, and they can really see what their peers are doing. And there's also a scorecard there as well, so that they can go ahead and kind of see their mindset against these successful business owners, what they're doing, and whether they should get a second opinion. And if they do, they can just go ahead and sign up to get a second opinion as well.
Man, I love it. I love it. John Bowen, we're out of time. Looking forward to bringing you back again and talking some more.
Well, I appreciate it, Bert, and I wish all your listeners the best of success as they build their wealth to make a difference.
I love it. Good stuff there from John Bowen. And again, for you guys who want to go check it out, aesnation.com. And he's got some tools there for free that can help you make some decisions. We're going to take an itty-bitty break, and then we'll be back right after this.
Welcome back to Geico Radio. It's savings on the radio.
Cooler, Steve. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just got a free rate quote on geico.com. Saved a ton, and it only took me 5 minutes and 12 seconds. I was wondering, is that some sort of record?
That's a good question. Let's have a look.
Not quite. Someone's got you beat by 8 seconds.
Still, I mean, that's quite fast.
Well, what if I told you I only use one hand?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.
All right, we are back. My next guest, Jesse Hertzberg. Jesse Hertzberg is the CEO of Livestream. And I'm excited to have him on the show because I think you, as a business owner, as a solopreneur, as a solo practitioner, whatever you want to call yourself, you need to listen to this. I think this is what's changing the internet today. We are in no doubt in the midst of a new revolution, the live streaming revolution, Facebook Live, YouTube has a live app, Periscope. There's all these live streaming apps out there. Live streaming is a video format that is already experiencing huge momentum on social media platforms across the globe as people look to capture and share compelling live events that matter most to their ideal client. Enter Livestream, the trailblazer in live event streaming, who, with its own new pocket-sized live event camera, Mevo, is looking to help accelerate the widespread mass adaptation of live streaming through its device that essentially puts the power of and capabilities of a multi-camera production studio in the palm of your hand. If you haven't seen Mevo, you need to check this out. Jesse Hertzberg, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. So before we get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about Livestream, give us a brief history and the launch of Mevo.
Sure. Livestream is the leader in B2B live streaming. We provide a platform for businesses and organizations of all sizes to ingest, manage, and distribute their live video content online. That might be for a church that wants to stream Sunday services, for a local or state government that wants to make their hearings available to the public, or for businesses that are broadcasting their product launches, their investor phone calls, their press events, et cetera. And what we've learned over the last 9 years of being in business is that everybody wants their product launch to look like Apple, or their conference to look like TED, or their keynote address to look like Elon Musk, but not everybody has the time, resources, and equipment to put together such a professional production. They want it to look like TV with a multi-camera shoot without the burden of the expense and complexity. And we invented the Mevo camera, which is now available in stores for $399. And what this little 2.5-inch camera does is let you simulate a 3 or 5 camera TV shoot, but just with one camera that you control with your iPhone, allowing businesses that of all sizes to look bigger and more professional as a result.
Yeah, it's amazing. So just to recap, this is a small camera about the size of what? Size of a Rubik's Cube?
Smaller than a Rubik's Cube, maybe about the size of 2 Matchbox cars.
Wow. And you said, if I heard you correctly, it allows you to do like a five camera shoot environment, but you're only using one camera.
Correct. So the way the camera works is you'll put it right in front of the stage, and the camera has 150-degree field of view, which means the camera can see everything that's on stage. And you see that full field of view in your iPhone that you're using to control the camera. And if you have three different people on stage, just by touching on their face on the phone, the camera will cut to a close-up of person one. Then you can touch on the second person, and the camera will cut to a close-up of person two, cut to the third person for that third close-up, and then you can cut wide to get the shot with all three people in it. So as if you had three to four or five cameras on stage, you're using one, but the app is simulating the behavior of multiple cameras.
Man, that is so fantastic. And this really elevates the entire streaming experience, and this is so fantastic. So basically for $400, you can have a camera crew that looks like they, like you said, two or three camera shots for $400. This is a ridiculous price. Let me ask you this. You mentioned iPhone. So is it only for iOS, or does it work with Android?
It currently only supports iOS. You can control the camera, the Mevo camera, with your iPhone or your iPad. And the Android version will be coming out early next year.
Okay, so iPhone or iPad. So a lot of people do have an iPad, so that makes it nice. And so this is great. And so let me ask you this. From the time that you guys came up with this concept to the time that you launched it, as you said, it's now available in stores, how long did that process take?
It was a multi-year process. A lot of R&D and hard work went into both the design of the camera and the software, as well as the challenges of manufacturing the camera.
Sure.
We're really excited to have this guy in market. She's been in stores since August 1st of this year.
And I like the fact that you referred to her as she. And you can go to GetMevo, that's MEVO.com, GetMevo.com. You can look at the camera and look at some of their sample videos and everything else there. Let's talk about this. Just out of curiosity, why did Livestream decide to go in the consumer direction versus enterprise direction?
The most common question we get when someone calls up Livestream to stream an event, a concert, a conference, a product launch, a CEO talk, is what equipment do I need and how do I do it? And that's always been the largest point of friction in the sales process when people learn that there's cost and complexity to producing a live event that looks as professional as television. So we actually originally created this product to solve that problem for our customers and our potential customers, giving them a light and easy way to produce what looks like a multi-camera shot with just one camera. So it was originally designed for business purposes. But as we showed the camera to business partners, to investors, to product reviewers, one question that kept coming up over and over again is, can I use this to shoot my kids? Can I shoot the school play? Can I shoot the ballet recital? And the thing is, a staged event is a staged event.
Right.
So whether you have three CEOs having a panel discussion about the future of their industry, or whether you have three kids on stage performing a scene from a play, it's a staged event, and the camera works great for both. So we expect the camera to be used by businesses and organizations as originally designed, but we also are seeing very quickly that lots of folks are bringing it home, bringing it into schools, bringing it into churches, and using it for more than just business purposes.
Yes, and what's really ultimately nice about that is consumers are managers, regional managers, their CEOs, their CFOs, their CIOs. So you get this in the hand of consumers, sooner or later, it's going to bubble up to the C-suite anyway. You can't stop it.
Yeah, I agree with that. And we announced a partnership with Facebook in April of this year. So the Mevo camera will stream for free to Facebook Live. which is great for businesses and consumer use. And then for folks who need more advanced live streaming services, they can upgrade in place to a live stream business account and talk to our team for those with more advanced needs that they may need.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, so let's talk about this Facebook partnership. What does that mean? Because when I think of Facebook Live, I'm thinking using my phone to go Facebook Live. So how will this interact with Mevo?
Yeah, so the Mevo streams directly to Facebook Live, just like your phone. It's just as easy to do, but you're obviously not shooting a handheld video with a single camera angle. You're using the Mevo camera, and you're able to do this multi-camera shot like I described earlier. So it really lets you upgrade the production quality of your Facebook Live video. And as video eats the newsfeed, and I'm sure we've all seen it, there's just more and more and more video in the newsfeed. The two things that are going to help you stand out are content and production quality. Content is your responsibility, and what we're trying to do is really make it easy for you to upgrade that production quality so that your videos in the newsfeed look professional and not just simple handheld iPhone video shots.
Right, right. All right. So I want to clarify this, and I just want to understand this for myself. So
sure.
I buy the Mevo. I connect it to my desktop, and I'm able to stream live right into Facebook?
You control your Mevo with an iPhone or an iPad, and then
okay.
either using the LTE connection or the Wi-Fi connection that you have, you stream directly to Facebook.
Gotcha, gotcha. Now I got it. All right, that makes total sense. And this is such a... And again, I want everybody to go to the website, getmevo.com, and you can see what he's talking about. It is unbelievable, the kind of shots that you're able to get. You're able to see the close-ups and the wide angle as well. Let's talk about this. Some people have, they always like to make comparisons. I don't see it as a comparison, but I want to get your thoughts on it. GoPro is known for its small portability. People are attaching it on their pets, on their helmets, on all sorts of devices. Do you think that there's a direct competition there, or is Mevo kind of apples and oranges? What's your take?
Yeah, I don't think it's a direct competition. I think the cameras are focused on different use cases. The Mevo is designed to shoot live events. It's designed to be pointed at a stage and then gives you these really simple tools to live edit your event so that you can cut between different people that are on stage and use that ability to cut like a TV director does to tell your story and to enhance your story. The GoPros are great. I own a bunch of them, and we have a ton of them in the office, but they're used for a completely different use case. They're for action sports and for filming yourself close up. They're not designed to be pointed at a stage and capture an event. And that's what our specialty is. And our camera is designed very specifically for that use case, whether it's a speech or a panel or a product launch or a performance.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. And I agree with you. I think that Mevo serves a completely different use, and I would never consider using GoPro for filming somebody on stage, but I can absolutely see myself using Mevo in a stage setting or an interview setting or anything, any kind of production like that. And this is an amazing thing. So let's talk a little bit about live stream. If I am going to need something more than just Facebook, live stream offers me what?
So Livestream offers you the ability to take that live video feed to distribute it to multiple places on the internet, whether it's your own website, an Apple TV app, a Roku app, other destinations. It allows you to brand your own player, put advertising into your video feed, and a whole host of other features that may be applicable to the enterprise but are not applicable to the consumer. You might want to put password protection or geo restrictions on your video. These are all the kinds of features that businesses may need, but that's certainly consumers who are streaming to Facebook Live would not.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. I like that. Jesse, Thank you so much for stopping by. It's been a blast. And again, I want everybody to check out Amiibo at getmeebo.com. Jesse Hertzberg, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Good stuff there from innovative tech company Livestream. And as they're, you know, as he said, they just released Amiibo to the public, M-E-V-O, getmeebo.com. Check it out. I love this product. I can't wait till I have it in my hand so I can live stream my butt off with the Amiibo. And anyway, it's just an exciting thing. And, and you know what? Video streaming live is the next internet. And so, you know how a decade ago you might have been afraid of putting your blog out there? Well, now it's time to put your video out there. Yes. Video. Now, you don't have to have, you don't have to be the face of your video. You could just be the voice of your video. So start wrapping your mind around that. Everything is going to video. Remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch and check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.